Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora, how's everyone's eyes?
My eyes are ready.
Peeled?
Peeled. Ready for
Plumped.
TV. Prepped. Let's move
chat
on
some TV.
From this. What's happening in the telly?
Okay, so you know me and my superheroes and my comic books.
Yes.
You know, I'm a little bit of a nerd at heart. So there was a comic book I used to read called Invincible. When I was a wee young lad, I'd say 16, 17, 18, back when, you know, everyone was like superheroes and da-da-da-da. And it's quite a violent comic book, and they've turned it into a TV show.
Oh, true.
So it's called Invincible. It's on Amazon Prime Video. It's an animated hour-long drama superhero show. Wild. Haven't seen that in a while.
It's animated.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's really cool. Does it look like the comics used to
look? It's, like, pretty similar. It's, like, got this really bright color palette. It's quite funny because it's a very violent show and, like, very gory. Like, you imagine gore and then you ratchet it up by, like, five. I think this is what the show kind of delivers.
Okay.
So it's definitely got an audience that will be particular to this kind of stuff, an audience that probably won't like it at all. But I really enjoyed the comics when I was younger, so I thought, yeah, let's give it a go. They're Image Comics, so not DC or Marvel. They're an independent comic company, and I've always really liked their stuff. They do some really, really cool stuff.
Oh, cool. I'm looking at some images of it now. It's a nice illustration. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. And it's got an incredible voice cast. So as I was saying, it's a superhero show. Basically, there's like a Justice League clone in it. And the main character, his name is Steven. He is the titular character, Invincible, and he gets his superpowers as a teenager from his dad, who's an alien, similar to Superman, but not looks like a human, not like a scaly creature.
And who's his voice actor?
So Invincible's voice actor is Steven Yuan.
Oh, cool.
Omni-Man, who his father is, J.K. Simmons. Steven's mum is voiced by Sandra Oh, who we love, Killing Eve.
Oh my god, so many cool actors.
Gillian Jacobs from Community, you've got Zazie Beetz from Deadpool, you've got Mark Hamill from Star Wars.
Whoa.
And the Batman animated series. You've got Jason Mantzoukas, who's on everything from The Good Place to Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Seth Rogen, Walton Goggins, Zachary Quinto. It's just a who's
who. That's a
who.
Huge cast.
Huge
cast,
and it just keeps going. Jon Hamm, Ezra Miller. It just keeps on going.
Heck. Okay, right. This is like the big league.
They've put some cash into this. It's not just like unnamed people.
Hang on. What was the main character's name? Mark or Steven?
Invincible.
Invincible.
Oh, no, it is Mark. Yeah, I don't know why.
It's played by Steven.
Steven, yeah.
I gotcha.
Who I just watched in Minari. It was really, really good.
He's such a cool actor.
So great. And yeah, so basically it's a coming of age story for this teenage superhero, but there's a much darker subplot happening.
Ooh.
That doesn't get revealed to the end of episode one, and I don't want to spoil. And because I've watched because I've read the comic books, I kind of know the beats that we're going to hit throughout the show.
Got you.
And I'm trying to watch it again
with
as if I don't know what's going to happen, because
yeah.
I think that spoils a little bit of the fun for me. So I'm not going to spoil any of the fun for you BFM listeners if this is something you want to check out. But it definitely goes way far beyond what you expect of the gritty, gory superhero genre that we're kind of, the like second superhero renaissance we're kind of going through now. Because we've had the Marvel and the DC, and now we're having projects like The Boys, which is also on Amazon Prime Video, and this, which are trying to push the genre even further into, you know, more turning superhero from a genre into like a subgenre with, you know, family dramas or coming of age stories, or like with WandaVision, like doing cool different things.
Got you.
And trying
to
take what we've established now as like the tropes of superheroism in our modern Western media and turning it into something a bit different.
That's
which I kind of like.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. And I mean, when you have a cast like this, you got to think the script's got to be pretty cool to get all of those people on board with this project.
To sign on to an animated show.
Yeah, totally. It must be fun though as a really established actor to be a voice actor for a bit. Like, that would be a cool thing to do.
Well, I think you rock on in, do like 5 days of work, and then you get a huge paycheck. Like, who doesn't want that?
Nice.
If I could do all my work for the year in 5 days, I would. Catch me in Bora Bora. The place so good you named it twice. But yeah, I'm really enjoying the show so far. It's 4 episodes in. Thought that got you?
That was good.
Thanks. I'm 4 episodes in. It's either 8 or 10 episodes long, the series. And I'm just really enjoying it. It's a fun watch. It's definitely going to be like some people's cup of tea and some people's not cup of tea. Like, that's just the type of show it is.
Totally.
Some people hate animation. I don't know why. I think animation's a super, super valid form of telling a story, and there's been some really cool animated stuff coming out, like Undone, which is also criminally underrated from Amazon Prime Video, which came out 2 or 3 years ago. That was great. This is really enjoyable, but it's definitely going to suit a certain audience. Like, okay. I can't imagine. I don't think it's your kind of show.
Probably not. No, no, that's fair. That's fair. Fair yeah. call. I'd say it's probably not my kind of show, but I can appreciate it for other people. This
exactly.
sounds mean. Yeah, yeah.
And just if you're not sold on what I've told you guys so far, watch the first episode and get to the last 10 minutes, and then
chef's kiss.
Fun. That's a little bit of fun.
I thought, so this is Invincible on Amazon Prime. Sounds awesome, but I thought this wasn't what you were going to talk to us about, because off air, you told us you'd been watching lots
of
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, just YouTube live streams of Dungeons and Dragons. I'm really into it. Listen, it's April, I'm a new person, summer's over, you know, things are happening.
Dungeons and Dragons is your personality.
I actually am going to start playing Dungeons and Dragons properly. I played it once, and
that's pretty fun.
I'll do a separate show about that. We'll do D&D with Sam, and then we'll do Viewmaster. They can be separate
yes.
things.
Hey, thank you so much, Sam. Invincible on Amazon Prime. Sounds awesome. Main cast.
Get your eyes on it.
Thank you. Have a lovely weekend.
I will.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.